Well,
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
I was in limbo. It was not giving me what I needed to hear on my end. So we're a little bit late, but it looks like it actually let me start the show. I hope that some of you are hearing me out there. I'm trying to get everybody on Facebook logged in right now. So bear with me if you're hearing my voice. Yeah, that was the first time I've ever had that happen to where basically, I'm calling into my show and I don't hear anything. So if you're out there and you're hearing my voice, man, my apologies. But I'm sitting here trying to type some stuff up. But I'll tell you, I tested it a million times and it didn't work the one time I needed it to work. So bear with me. I got to log into Facebook here so people can actually see that I'm actually doing a show. So hopefully you're hearing my voice out there because I'm running different screens here. And one screen is giving me one thing and another screen is giving me one. So I need to separate some screens real quick because this really just kind of just caught me off guard. And it just threw me on when I didn't think I was actually on. So bear with me while I adjust some screens here to get everything where I need to see it, because I wasn't expecting this, and this is kind of our test for tonight to see if we can actually get this thing to do what we need to do so that we can actually enjoy a call-in show. Well, I can see one screen, and it looks like I am live, and I am on, so now let me try and get the rest of you guys up to speed so that you know that I'm actually online. So you can actually call in. So I'm going to send you a message that I am on. Man, I'll tell you, I have so much fun trying to get this show up and off the ground and just to have you guys call in and do all the different things we do. But the testing phase is always interesting and always fun. So we're about to go live on Facebook right now. So some of you guys... hey, I am here. So I've been over on Blog Talk Radio trying to figure out things. Man, let me tell you, I've been in the twilight zone for about the last 15 or 20 minutes. So hopefully you hear me. And if you are there, Doug, give me thumbs up if you hear me, because I'm hoping that everybody hears me, because on my end, it's not playing through my headphones, but I see everything spiking as if that you are hearing my voice. If you don't hear me, then I need to push a couple buttons here and try and get this thing going. So let's try to get this done the way I tested it several times. All right, you hear me good. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. So, hey, Clarence. So I'm not hearing myself. So if you guys call in, I hope that I hear you. I had to push a button just so I could hear me. If by me pushing that button, if you don't hear me now, let me know. I'll push that button back down so that you can hear me. But now I can hear my voice, which is really helpful when you're doing a talk show. Other than that, just keep giving me the thumbs up if you hear me. I'm going to post the number over here to where you can call in. And tonight, the show is really not, I mean, we didn't have a topic lined up or anything. It was just really to get in here and to test this system to make sure everything that I was doing by myself. Yes, I talked to myself. Everything that I was doing when I talked to myself that you actually would hear. I do have some screens lined up to just pop off some topics and to talk about some different topics out there. So, guys, if you do hear my voice, I appreciate it. Thanks for the thumbs up, everyone, for giving me the thumbs up. Hopefully, I'll remember all these settings because all the settings I had set up. When I hit go, it didn't work. I guess that's what happens when you try to combine Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and all the other things I had lined up. Nothing worked. So tonight, yes, this is the first show where I actually have you here on Facebook, but up above on my screen here, I have Blog Talk Radio, and it shows me on air. Hey, we still have 43 minutes left. I didn't mess up too bad. I gave us 60 minutes to be on show. This is the first show. You're helping me out, and you're helping me test this system. So, guys, I do not do pre-recorded shows. So everything you get is live. You get to see all the shenanigans that I do with my stormtrooper and everything that goes on here. So you get a live show, man. This is comedy. Once we get this fine-tuned and everybody helps me figure this whole thing out, then we're going to have a pretty good show. In fact, I was at an event this past weekend, the Limb Loss Education Day for Amputee Coalition of America, and it was a great event. In fact, they actually allowed me to speak at this event. I'll tell you, that was pretty scary, nerve-wracking. But, hey, man, I stole the show. I gave out some shoehorns. So I'm telling you, if you ever have to do a speaking engagement and it's with a room full of amputees, I'm going to give you a little tip. Bring shoehorns, because shoehorns, that's like gold when you're talking about amputees, man. We all need shoehorns to get our foot into shoes. So if you ever have a speaking engagement with amputees, bring some shoehorns and give those away. I'm quite sure your topic will be a hit because everybody will love you because you gave them something very valuable to amputees. Now, if you decide that you want to call in, do that call-in number. In fact, I need somebody, I need a witness. Somebody call in for me on that talk line and introduce yourself and say hi to everybody, and we'll see if this talk line works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to drink water, man. Got to drink water. So let's see who's going to be our first caller calling in. You have the number. I'll post it again. If you want to call in, you want to be brave, you want to be courageous and call in and be the first. Who wants to be the first caller? Who really wants to be the first caller? And until you dial me up, I'm going to go over some of the stuff that I had kind of planned for this show. But really, this show is all about you calling in, testing our call-in line, so that you actually know that you have a voice on the show. That was the whole purpose of me doing this the way I did it, was to make sure you, my listeners, you know that you have a very special place here on the show. Actually, you're a big part of the show. Whether you know it or not, you are the reason I do this show. So, guys, I'm moving some screens around here so I can read things and actually still see your comments. So if you do comment, I'll try and catch it. But right now, one of the things I've been hearing a lot about, hold the phone. We got a caller on here. Hey, guys, no cussing on my show, man, if I put you on, okay? All right, here we go, first caller. So who do we have on with us tonight on the show?
Brian Emerson? Yeah.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Let's see. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Are you there? Can you hear me? I had you on live, so I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
If you are saying something, I'm not hearing you, and I have you queued up to be on the show. So I'm live. I don't know if I have somebody that was a little scared to say something there, but I do have you up on my board. And let's see here. I'm going to check one more time. Caller. My first caller, man. Hey, guys, I appreciate you trying to call in. I do have you live on my mic. I'm just trying to figure out why I don't hear you. Okay. Uh-oh. Hold on. I have somebody now. Who is this? Can you hear
me? What about
me?
Now?
I hear
yeah.
you. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do I have on the line?
Brian Emerson.
Brian. Okay. Well, hey, Brian, thanks for calling in. Did you want to give a shout out to where you're at?
I'm in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California. So what made you call in tonight?
I watch you a lot on Facebook, and
okay.
I'm the one that suggested to you. You were asking about the name of your studio, and I suggested Amp.
You are my main
Amp.
Man.
Amp
Studio.
I can't think of the name. Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
Brain,
so you gave
brain fade.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. As you can see, I put that into play, and I'm in the process of getting some new swag made for the show. So you're on my list to get you some pretty cool stuff. I'll actually be sending you out coffee mugs and some different things. So I really appreciate that. As you can see, we took that and we ran with it, and we now have our Amp One Studios up. So, Brian, what level of amputation are you?
I am a triple amputee.
Triple amputee? Okay. This is your first time calling into the show, but you've been listening to the show on Facebook, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time. Yeah, I guess you started to do the calling tonight. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, I want to say, man, I appreciate you being my first call in, and you have been like, you're the guy. You started this. You gave me the name Amp One Studios, and you made this very, very possible for everybody to have such a cool name for the studio that we're going to be doing. So to kind of give you a heads up, we're going to be doing a lot of different things with Amp One Studio too. So I want to make sure that I give you major props. So everybody, this is the guy who came up with the name Amp One Studios for me a couple of shows back when I put that out there. So I still have your details, and I'm going to be sending you some stuff out. So I appreciate you calling in. What did you want to say to Amp Nation, man? You got everybody out here listening to you.
Oh, just kind of like to tell everybody I belong to an amputee support group out here. In Redlands, California.
Okay.
And the name of our support group is Amputee Connection of Redlands.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're a nonprofit support group, and we do a lot of stuff for the communities out here, and we're the biggest support group in the Inland Empire in Southern California.
Okay.
And I am also a certified peer visitor for going on 5 years.
Is that with Amputee Coalition of America?
Yep.
Okay. So I just posted your name in there. Feel free to post any links you want in the conversation, the activity over here. If I can help you guys support your group in any way, make sure you reach out to me. You have, I think you have all my details. The quickest way to get in touch with me is just to drop me a message. If I can support you guys in any way, you let me know with materials right now. I don't know if you know, but I am the Amp Power Coordinator of Northern California for Hanger Prosthetics. So if I can help you guys out with any Amp Power material or anything like that, you reach out to me. I'll send you guys some stuff. Hopefully, if I'm ever in town and you guys are doing a support group, I'll stop by and be a guest speaker for you.
Yeah, our meetings are always the third Sunday of the month. So.
Third Sunday of the month. Well, I always travel on the weekends, buddy. So you never know. You might catch me rolling through town. I'll show up.
Yeah, I go to Hanger also. So I've been going there for a very long time, and I like it. I met Kevin, the CEO, and he's pretty nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Well,
nice guy.
Giving a shout out to Kevin down there, huh?
Yeah, very nice guy.
Okay. Well, hey, man, it is an awesome chat with you. And like I said, anything you need from me, feel free to reach out to me. Hanger has me pretty busy running around doing all the different things I do for 5 clinics. But I always try to make myself available to everybody. And I'm trying to make this show a little bit better for all you guys. As you can see, we now have a talk show. We have a call-in show. And in fact, that I have you on the line, we're going to have some cool people coming on the show, giving you guys some expert advice on prosthetics and different things like that. I'm going to have Dave, the one-legged Spartan, coming on, talking about some fitness things. I got Matthew Garibaldi, who's the head CPO out at San Francisco. We're going to have some of his therapists come on. We're going to do some talks with them. You'll be able to come online, ask them questions, and make this show something to where you're actually going to be getting a lot of valuable information from it. So, Brian, I appreciate you. I am thankful for you. You make this show what it is and what it's all about.
Okay. Well, thanks. All right.
Well, continue to listen
okay.
on Facebook. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to get on here when they call in. What else you got to say, Brian? I will give it. The floor is yours, brother. What do you got?
I just wanted to say thanks for me helping you out and all that stuff. And I'm glad you appreciated me giving you the suggestion on that. So I'm glad you're having fun doing it. So
I am. Hey, and by the way, shoot me a private message and get me your shirt size. I'm going to get you a hanger prosthetic shirt, okay?
Okay. Once you get done with the talk show and everything, I'll direct message you, too. That'll
all
be
right,
easier.
Send me a message. I'll put that in your package
okay.
with all your – yeah. I'm going to get you at least a coffee mug and some of the other stuff that we're trying to get for the talk show, and then I'll throw a hanger shirt in there on me, okay?
All right. Okay. I'll let you go, and I had fun chatting with you for a little bit, so I'm going to listen back on the radio show.
I appreciate you very much, and thank you for your support.
And I'll let you get somebody else on the line, okay?
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye.
So, guys, that was Brian calling in on the show. I'm going to put my mic up. So I guess I have to punch a couple buttons here to be able to hear myself and hear my caller. So when I see a call come up, I have to push a button to actually hear the caller. So I got that figured out. So hopefully everyone, hey, if you're on Facebook, give me a thumbs up that you, one, you heard me and Brian talking. And now that Brian is not on the show, you're hearing me talk. So, like I said, anybody that wants to call in tonight, it is your night tonight. This is the first talk show we have where everybody gets to call in. We have 31 minutes left, 31 minutes for you to call in. Anybody that calls in, I'm going to give you your time to say anything you want to say on the show, promote anything you want. You got events coming up. You got shows coming up. You got a support group you want to give a shout out to, call up, man. So in the meantime, what I'm going to do now, and I'll try and keep my eye on my call log up there. I was doing some searching before the show, and here's some of the stuff I found. So as I was on the show before the show looking for stuff, one of the things I saw and I'm hearing a lot about is adjustable sockets. So I'm hearing a lot of stuff about that. Now, in my experience, I've only used just your normal carbon fiber sockets. I'm not, some fancy guy that wants to get off into all this. I mean, there's high tech, and then there's like, okay, I don't want to mess with well enough. So, but in the industry, working in the industry, someone who deals with it day in, day out, we deal with the insurance companies. One of the things I found is this. Adjustable sockets, I think, are just basically, how can I say without offending anyone, I look at them as almost like a two-edged sword, and I'll tell you why. And keep in mind, it's a talk show, so we're basically talking. You're getting my opinion. You're not getting anything other than my opinion. But from an amputee standpoint, my fear of adjustable sockets are these. Insurance companies already don't want to pay for prosthetics, okay? So now when you've got companies out there promoting, you heard me only. When did you hear me only, Andrew? Give me a shout out on that. If you only heard me on the call, there's things I have to do to try and adjust that and fix that. So that's what we're doing tonight is working out our call-in hiccups so that we all can be on the show at the same time and you can hear both of us. Because one of the things that I've learned is when you have a mixer, you have a computer, there are certain buttons and things you have to push to make sure you guys can hear all of us. So if you didn't hear Brian when we were on the call, then that tells me what I need to do on my end for the next caller. So let me know, Andrew, you're my sound guy. I've designated you the sound guy, Andrew. So let me know when you heard and who you heard as far as when we were on the call with Brian there. If you didn't hear me or if you didn't hear him, it kind of gives me an idea what buttons I need to push to work with this situation here. I tested it with Dave, the one-legged Spartan, and everything went well. Dave, man, you messed up my show. No, I'm just saying, calling Dave and being on the show is kind of weird because we're not live on Facebook where you guys can hear us, but me and Dave talk to each other. He's my guy. I always call up to test sound. But it's kind of weird when you just got a one-way call and it's just me and him and nobody. We're not broadcasting on Facebook. So back to my topic, which is adjustable sockets. I have kind of like I'm very leery of them, and I'll tell you why. Insurance companies don't want to pay for stuff. So if you get something that says adjustable socket, meaning it will adjust to your limb no matter what, meaning you don't need another socket. Well, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy that's counting on a product that tells me I don't ever have to get another socket for the rest of my life, because bet your money the insurance company is going to follow up on that. And if they think that this product is going to be good for the rest of your life, they're not going to pay you. They're not going to help you get a new socket, telling them, oh, this adjustable socket will adjust to my limb no matter what happens. I don't believe in that, and I don't want to go down that road. I just don't want to. I'm typing Andrew a message now. I don't believe in that type of technology to where we can become too advanced to where it can hurt us, to where it becomes something that the people that don't want to pay for prosthetics can use it against us. I'm reading Andrew's message. Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate that. So it sounds like he was a whisper. So that gives me an idea of how I need to do that. And it appears that you guys are hearing me very well right now. So that tells me I have to push a few buttons on my end to try and get some different things sorted out, so that I can have everybody hearing all the wonderful stuff that is being said. Now, I want to give you guys what you didn't hear. So Brian is the guy who a while back on my show, I put out a request for you guys to give me a name for the talk show that we're trying to do tonight. And right off the bat, man, he was quick. He said Amp One Studios. So when you see Amp One Studios, it's Brian. Brian came up with that name. I'm going to send him some cool swag, at least a coffee mug. We're trying to design some new stuff, and at least a shirt from Hanger. I want to make sure he gets rewarded very well, because that was a great name, and it has really taken off. And once we kind of get these first few kinks worked out on this first show, so I encourage callers to call in. Please call in, because you're helping me kind of sort some things out with the mixer here and get some things figured out to where everyone can hear the show and not just you guys hearing me. Thank you, Andrew. So I will work on that to where you can hear the caller and me together on those calls. I think it's just a matter of me pushing the right buttons over here and giving this a serious run through while I'm on air and I have all the screens up. Typically, we just do this one-on-one with me calling Dave, the one-legged Spartan, at some weird time of the day. And just going, hey, Dave, can you hear me? You all should have a friend like me that will just call you at weird hours on a Saturday and just say, hey, man, can you hear me? I got you live on my show. So I appreciate all you guys. I know this is not the most exciting show that we do, but, hey, It there is a purpose. It serves a bigger purpose of getting us to where we need to be at so that we can have everybody on the show, because I love you guys and I want you guys to be a part of the show more than anything in the world, I want you guys on here. And I will go ahead and say this. Worst case scenario, guys, it might be a situation to where you won't be able to see me on Facebook. That's not a bad thing. Trust me. It's really not a bad thing. So if you can't see the grill on Facebook, you're just going to have to just hear me live over there on that platform. And I'd like to hear from all of you if you are over on blogtalkradio.com at our site there. How are you hearing me there and making sure that that's coming through? Because I won't know until the end of the show when I go into all the post-editing stuff and start looking at everything. So you can help me out, figure out a lot of stuff by calling in and helping me deal with some of the things that I deal with pretty much by myself, other than, my stormtrooper back there. So, guys, I appreciate everybody calling in. I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to the show. Let me hit one more of these topics. So, adjustable sockets, as far as I'm concerned, be very, very careful going down that road. I've heard a lot of talk, a lot of chatter about that. People talking about adjustable sockets. I see a lot of it on the support sites that I'm on. My thing to you is be very careful, because what you don't want to do is get yourself in a situation to where an insurance company does not now want to replace your sockets. It's already hard enough to do that with trying to get the prosthetics that you currently have. Hi, Susan. So be very careful with that, guys. Be very, very careful with that. One of the other things I came across that I was looking at is a document through Blue Cross of North Carolina. But all these documents are all kind of the same, whether it's through Blue Cross or Sutter. When you're talking about your Medicare, C&D, medical coverage policies, prosthesis, artificial limbs, and components. It's always interesting seeing these documents surface when you're looking for stuff. And one of the things that I saw in here that I thought was really interesting, they go through K levels. So I hope most of you know your K levels. Please tell me you guys know your K levels, because if you don't, that means you haven't listened to my show, because I go over K levels in episodes. In fact, I'll probably do an update on K levels and why they're important. And here's why they're important. As I was looking through this document for a medical group, they got into repairs and adjustments for prosthetics. And as they talk about repairs and restoration of the prosthetic device, basically to correct issues due to wear and damage. But when you start getting down into socket replacements, it gets a little tricky. And this is where they kind of go over a list. And I don't think most of you even know this, that this is pretty much standard with Medicare and some insurances. So I'm copying this and I'm going to paste it over here, and I'm going to see how many of you actually know this information. So how many of you know that these things will not be approved once you get your prosthetic device? And let's say you're going back in. One of the things they talk about is your prosthesis being the coverage is not eligible for members of potential level zero, if you know what a K level zero is, a user adjustable heel, females, ladies want those, they want to wear them heels, guys want to wear them cowboy boots, they don't cover stuff like that. Routine periodic servicing such as testing, clearing, checking of the prosthesis, things like that, cleanings and all that kind of stuff, they don't cover that. So you got to ask yourself, where is that coming from? I have heard rumors about some companies that when you come in for like routine stuff, periodic services such as testing and cleaning, I know I said clearing, but cleanings and checking of the prosthesis, they charge you like $95, $45, $50, $60. It can be always all the way up to like $125. You go in for these visits. And sometimes the companies are calling you to come in for these things. So be very careful and know little clauses like this in your insurance coverage. Tonight, yes, we're just kind of just picking some topics and just kind of just, you know, scutterbug talking about things. But I want to post just a few little things in here that I saw as I was sitting here waiting to try and test this show tonight. And keep in mind, yes, we're testing this show tonight as a feature to see who all can call in and making sure you can be heard on the other end. So I am going to work on that, because if you didn't hear him and it picks it up on the recording, and trust me, I will post that show up on Facebook so you can hear Brian and anyone else that calls in. I have a backup feature that I can record all sound coming through my computer. I'm going to be putting that into play. So if we have any drop shows or anything like that, we can actually get all the recordings no matter what. But this little bit that I posted in here right now, I want to know how many of you actually know about this. And did you know this information? Because if you didn't, you might want to check your insurance coverage to see if some of these things are covered. I mean, routine prosthetic donning sleeves, things like that, repair time used to evaluate the member, taking measurements, all these things, hey, somebody's got to get paid for them. So be very, very careful when you're going in for services and doing different things with your prosthetic. I guess tonight's show is more about just being aware of some of the things that are out there as an amputee and as you're going through all this technology and services that are out there, the adjustable sockets. Be very leery of that. Be very cautious of that. Know your facts before you jump into something like that, because you could jump into something that could affect your prosthetic care for a very, very long time, especially if your insurance company says, hey, we're not going to pay for that anymore. One of the things that I found on Google, I always find Google very interesting. When I'm doing research topics, Google comes up with some of the most interesting questions when you post anything into Google. It gives you those people also ask. So as I posted this question to Google, Medicare adjustable prosthetic sockets, it came back with these little questions. And I want to go over some of these with you, because it's going to make you think about some of the things that you probably have not thought about, but they are serious things you need to know. Will Medicare pay for prosthesis or prosthetics? Well, of course, yes, you know, we know that. But you also need to know Medicare Part B in particular helps you pay for the cost of these devices. So if you're in a facility, 9 times out of 10, you're not on Part B, you're on Part A. Little things to know. So if you're in a facility, you just had an amputation, you go into a facility, and you're meeting with a guy like me, and you're like, hey, man, how long is this going to take? Well, it's going to take until you get out of there and your Medicare switches back over to the part of Medicare that's going to pay for that. Because once you go into a facility, your Medicare is paying for other services, not prosthetics. So I don't know how many of you know that information. So that does affect how long it takes for us in the prosthetic industry to get you a prosthesis, because we really can't start work on you until we know that we're going to get paid, okay? So it's like this thing that I just posted over here. They don't want to pay for certain services. So a lot of times when you start with patients, most companies are doing that on their dime. So be very cautious about that. Saw some other ones. It's talked about how much do prosthetic sockets cost. This goes back into this whole adjustable socket thing. You know, you can look at, generally speaking, most service for a socket will be billed to an insurance company or Medicare, $10,000 for above the knee and about $7,000 for below the knee. That's average, though. That can change. That can change a lot depending on your circumstance and what's going on. So I found this very interesting just kind of looking at these, and I'm just going to cover some of these for you. We've got about 14 minutes left in the show. Again, I said this show is more for me trying to make sure all the call-in features work. So anybody out there, if you can, give me another call-in and let me see if we can get some things changed. And hopefully everybody will get to hear you and me. So if you see the number over there, dial it, man. Give me a call. Let's see if we can get this hiccup fixed and get everybody hearing us on the show together, because that's what it's all about. It's us being on the show together and everybody being able to hear you and me talk on this show. Now, another thing that I saw when I was looking through here, I got found a whole nother series of questions. As you click on these things, they just keep opening up more questions. One was, how painful is a leg amputation? I found that very funny. You don't know because you're knocked out. They're not going to leave you awake while they're amputating your leg. So now, after the amputation, you're going to feel all kinds of sensations from the amputation of the limb. You're going to be going through phantom pain, phantom limb sensation, and the post-amputation pain. So I don't know, a lot of people don't know all these things, but post-amputation pain is what you're probably going to feel the most after your amputation. You will have phantom pain and some of the other things kick in, but I think that's probably going to be one that you're going to feel the most, is just the trauma from the surgery. I saw a question on here that said, does an amputation hurt? Silly people with limbs, I tell you, asking questions like that. The other one that I thought was really interesting, and this just goes to show you what people search. Google, it said, is phantom pain real? Well, all of you out there in Amp Nation, you know phantom pain is very real. It is something that plagues a lot of us amputees, because it is a real thing. It is something that causes a lot of us pain and discomfort. So looking at some of these questions that are put up there, there's one that says, is there a cure for phantom pain? Not really. There are a lot of different things we try to do to deal with phantom pain, but I don't think anybody has came out and found an actual cure for phantom pain. People want to know, can you walk normally with a prosthetic leg? I say yes. So I know everybody's different. Everybody has different things going on, different levels. But I think most people, for the, how can I say, speaking for most people, I think most people do return to a normal gait pattern. I'm going down through some of these. Let's see. They want to know, are prosthetics covered by insurance? Of course, we all know that some are, some aren't. It really depends on what you're going through, what insurance you have. And I think it depends a lot on the company that you have. Okay, guys, we got a caller. So bear with me. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to see if I can get this caller on and have this person come on board with us. So bear with me, caller. Okay, hello. Who do we have on the call? Do you have somebody there?
Oh, this is Clarence Wiggins.
Okay, guys, you're probably not going to hear me, and you're probably going to hear, I don't know. Let's see if you have the caller. So who do we have on with us? Can you hear me?
It's Clarence Wiggins.
Clarence, hey,
yes,
how you doing?
Yes, I hear you.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this silly thing to work for us, man, to see who can hear us and who can't. So, we'll just have a normal conversation like normal, and if it all works out, everybody will hear us on here. You went through some stuff not too long ago, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're in the hospital. How you doing now?
I'm good. I'm good. I had blood clots in both of my lungs.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to hear you're doing better. That's always good to hear. You've been a listener of the show for a little bit, and it's your first time calling in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm honored.
Oh, hey, the honor is, I am so privileged to have all you guys tune in on Facebook and listen. I'll just tell you right now, it's always a blessing for me to be able to have anyone listen to the show and call in or listen to the show. I'm just so privileged to be able to have that, and I'm very, very, very thankful. What do you got going on in your area? Do you have any support groups or anything like that that you want to promote or talk about?
Yes. I mean, I go to several. I think Doug Durham with Hanger. He has one.
Okay.
I go to Unlimited in the Bubble.
Okay.
Down in Peachtree, Georgia. It's several that I go to, man. I'm just trying to be an advocate, man, and show love and just trying to show amputees that we are capable. We're not disabled. We're capable.
I like hearing that. And I think that's what it's all about, is to show people sometimes that just because you have limb loss, it doesn't mean it's an ending. It's pretty much whatever you want to make it. As you can see from one of the guys that I have on my team, Casey, I mean, he's a guy that's faced with, you know, he doesn't have any legs, but Casey does not let doing a Spartan race stop him from doing a Spartan race. He's going to come out there. He's going to compete. He's going to have fun. And he's one of those guys that he's a walking testament of what you can do if you choose, you know, to live.
Yeah, that guy's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Hey, you're pretty amazing. I see you out there shooting basketball and doing all kinds of stuff, man.
Well, you know, we happy teams, man. We're working on our greatness.
I like hearing that. I like hearing that. So, so where are you from exactly? Because you look like you're from the South somewhere. Are you?
Yeah, I'm actually from Jackson, Mississippi, but I've been in Georgia for about 15 years.
Okay. You know, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What?
Yeah, I'm from Chattown, so been in California way, way too long, my man. I've been out here way too long. I see some of that food you're throwing down.
Though.
Yeah, if you put some of that food down, I'll be missing it. So,
listen, I will say this, man. I try to empower our family members to let them know we lost a limb, but that's just the physical, man. The mental is the aspect we should be driving on to let people know that you're still that same individual. It just takes you a little time to get to improve, but that shouldn't change you from being you.
Exactly. I don't think it should ever change you from being you, because, I mean, that's one of the things to where As I meet with amputees, you know, in my job, you know, that's the first thing that most people think. They think that everything's over and that their life's not going to be the same. And I try and tell them, you know, it's going to take a little work, but you can still get up and have a wonderful, wonderful life.
Absolutely.
But it's gonna take work, you know, to get yourself back up and to do it. But to me, life is always worth living. You know, I'm gonna ride this thing until the wheels fall off, man.
Well, me and you both. Me and you both.
Because there ain't no refunds, so you got to get the living. They don't get refunds
like
on time.
That.
Yeah. Hey, last time I checked, you can get a refund on just about anything, but you can't get a refund on time. So
that's correct.
You better take advantage of all that time you got on your clock. You know. So
yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So yeah, I appreciate you calling in and helping us test this system. Hopefully I'll have these kinks worked out, because I want to have this show up and running. So my goal is to have once show a month be a call-in show, and then we do our other talk features. But as it starts to take on and catch on, we're probably going to be doing more call-in shows, because I might actually have all my special guests be a part of the call-in show. So Thank you for helping me work this stuff out. We got some really cool guests lined up. Once we get these kinks worked out, we're going to start having those guests on the call-in show. And the cool part about that is I'll have them on one line, and then you guys can call in and actually get to talk to all of our guests live online.
Oh, awesome.
So that's the whole purpose of what I'm doing here is to try and get this to where we have our own talk show, radio show, that is for amputees, and we get the guests on there. Hopefully we're going to get those big guests on there coming on the show, because I want to turn this into something to where, I mean, amputees are, hey, we're a unique group of people, and I think we should have our own unique talk show that helps us, you know, deal with our stuff, but also see all the amazing things that other amputees are doing out there.
Yeah, man. Well, I tell you, man, I thank you for the platform, man. Most definitely.
Hey, anytime you got something you want to share, you feel free. You can call in. You can share it. I'm going to open the show up to all amputees to share their stories. share whatever they're trying to promote and do. Because, I mean, I'll give you right now, I was at in Vegas at our Ed Fair for Hanger. There was a guy that was all the way from Poland who knew about me from Poland.
Wow.
So you have reach on the show. I know a lot of people don't understand that, but this little show has found a following worldwide. I see all the demographics. We have people in India, Philippines, Germany, Russia. We got people in Sweden. We got people all over the place that I get emails from. Nebraska, Oklahoma, North Carolina. We're going to have shows where I'm going to let all you guys do the roll call. You guys get to say where you're from and show people what we're doing here on Amp Life Talk Radio and how special it is. So I appreciate you, brother man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Make Amp Nation proud out there. I will keep following you, and I hope that you'll keep following me.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, have a good one. I appreciate you.
All right, you too. Thanks, Clarence.
Bye.
Bye. So, everyone, that was my main man, Clarence, calling in. So I know some of you probably didn't hit that, so I hit a little button in the background that's recording everything that's being said on the show. That's my backup to the backup. So hopefully Blog Talk Radio will catch all this. We're coming up on 2 minutes. We're about to end this show. But I am so thankful for the callers that did call in that gave me an opportunity to try and get some of this stuff squared away and test some of this stuff, because I don't know if you heard. If you didn't hear, I was on the line with Clarence, and we were talking about the purpose of this show and the reason I'm trying to get this call-in feature figured out. One of the reasons, before we run out of time here, I want to line up some big people to be on the call-in show for you, the listeners, to be able to have access to. I want you to be able to call in, and I want you to be able to talk to people. I want you to be able to ask questions. I want you to be able to hear their stories so you can communicate back and forth with them. We have some really cool people that I'm going to try and have on this talk show. So bear with me. Please be patient. Help me get this figured out. I think we got some of the things figured out for tonight. I kind of know what we need to do to get to where you can hear everyone on the call. So by the next time we do this talk show, it's going to run smooth, and you're going to be able to hear everything that all the callers are saying. And like I said, in post, I'm going to listen to all the recordings and see which one caught everything, and we'll post that up on Facebook. Also, make sure you're checking amplifetalkradio.com for any airings over there. I know I'm a little bit behind, but it got me busy at work. Well, guys, what I do want to say to you is this. I appreciate each and every one of you listening to this show, being a part of this show. I'm so blessed and so thankful to have all of you tune in to Amp Life Talk Radio. Every time I do a show, I'm just beside myself. As we close out this show tonight, I want to say thank you, guys. I want to say I appreciate the patience. Sorry for some of the hiccups. We will get those worked out, but bear with us. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed night, and I'll see you guys on the other side. All right.